The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shalyn Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about restaurants.
Well, 6 weeks before the bloodbath, Steve Papa felt like a genius. Papa, a venture capitalist, had provided $500,000 in seed money to some Massachusetts software engineers that he knew from a previous winning investment, a company he'd sold to software behemoth Oracle. So this latest scheme began in a Cambridge bar called the Firebrand Saints, where the three engineers were waiting impatiently for their waitress to bring their bill. Inspiration struck, as it often does, in the form of a question. Why can't diners simply pay their bills from their smartphones whenever they want? For decades, restaurant technology had been moving at a glacial pace. The last revolution dated to the 1980s, when point-of-sale, or POS, software systems began itemizing the bill for customers. POS software, which runs on specially made devices, calculates sales tax and automatically routes orders to the kitchen. No passing slips from the waitresses to the cooks, and this was a big deal in the 80s, but not so impressive to the impatient software engineers in 2011. By the 1990s, software companies were able to integrate clunky credit card payment functionality and reporting through the POS hardware and software. So these baby steps toward modernization were the springboard for Papa and his coders, who began to tinker with more efficient billing and payment functionality.
Well, let's talk about what that tinkering was able to create.
Well, this ended up being a classic shoot-first, aim-later approach to a startup. As the founders explained in 2021, their first attempt at solving this problem had failed miserably. It was too difficult to integrate with legacy systems, and they didn't understand the immense challenges of running a restaurant. Working closely with restaurant owners, operators, and staff, they quickly learned how dissatisfied the restaurant industry was with existing on-premise point-of-sale systems and the vast ecosystem of disconnected point solutions. They realized the reason restaurants couldn't innovate was because of the limitations of their technology and the lack of a true partner who understood them. They called their new business Toast, and it took off. Papa was instrumental in signing up customers, but he chose to stay away from restaurants near Silicon Valley. This was a brilliant strategy. If Silicon Valley restaurants weren't using Toast, Papa reasoned, none of the thousands of venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, software engineers, or coders who lived in the area would happen upon the idea and try to make their own competitor.
Smart idea. So let's talk about the success of Toast.
So from a standing start in 2013, Toast revenues had exploded to $665 million by the end of 2019. And on February 14th, 2020, the company raised $400 million at a $4.9 billion valuation, an enormous victory for Papa. Then, just a few weeks later, came COVID-19. Then, as now, Toast made most of its revenue by taking a cut of the proceeds whenever restaurants use its system to process payments. So pandemic-related lockdowns meant instant devastation. It was a shocking turn of events. Within a month, sales had crashed by 80%. Cash was flying out the door, and Toast's board and investors were in an all-out panic mode. By all accounts, the company was, well, aptly named, Toast. So Toast took drastic action. On the morning of April 7th of 2020, it laid off 1,300 people, 50% of the workforce, via one-on-one Zoom calls. With dining out suddenly seeming like a thing of the past, Papa, the board, the founders, and the management team all braced for Toast's imminent collapse. But the collapse never came. As the layoffs illustrate, even Toast's own management drastically underestimated the incredible value of this company's product. See, after a few devastating weeks for the dining industry, restaurants pivoted to contactless ordering, takeout, and most of all, mobile payments. These are the exact services that Toast software helps to facilitate.
Yes, and sounds like Toast turned from a disaster into a wild pandemic success story.
Yes, and with 2020 revenues coming in 24% higher than 2019, despite the fact that the entire restaurant ecosystem had gone dark for 2 months of the year. But as you know, many pandemic success stories fell prey to the market's emotions. Investors bid Toast to an absurdly high valuation, then fled, leaving it today at less than a third of its peak market cap. These days, Toast is valued at about the same as it was before the pandemic, when it brought in less than a quarter of today's sales and was burning through cash. This makes absolutely no sense. Remember, nearly every online order for food delivery goes through the cloud. So this trend is great news for restaurant software companies. But while these delivery orders flow seamlessly through the process with minimal human interaction, on-premise dining has been a different story.
Yes, so let's talk about why dining in is still not as seamless as online delivery.
Well, you know the drill. You give a waiter your order. He goes and manually enters that order into a POS system. Or if you're at Waffle House, he shouts the order for all the other patrons to hear. And then when the meal is over, you wait for him to print your bill. You hand him your card and he shuffles off to some unseen terminal to run your payment. He returns with a receipt and you leave a tip, sign, and leave. You know, it was this inefficient rigmarole that initially led to the first inkling of Toast back at Firebrand Saints in 2011. Finally, the system that revolutionized takeout and delivery is coming for indoor dining. You may have noticed that patrons of quick serve joints like Five Guys and Shake Shack now often enter their orders and pay via kiosk. Or if you've been to Chili's or Applebee's in the past couple of years, you likely ordered and paid on a tablet sitting right at the table. So this trend is not going away. By the end of this year, every single Shake Shack will have kiosk ordering. And this is just an example of what's happening in the restaurant sector.
Yes, I see those kiosks everywhere. And if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.